Lotus is a bacchanal, a magical carpet ride from Bogota to Budapest in a single night, a delightfully disorienting escapade. But there's method in the madness. At the core of the acclaimed festival, there's a well-oiled volunteer machine. 3 weeks before opening night, WFIU's Yael Cassander went behind the scenes for this report from the festival's Nerve Center.
Now, as of today, there are only 9 unconfirmed Friday shifts, which is really good.
Oh, my gosh.
Really good.
Jeez.
So,
crazy.
So, last night I began assigning Saturday. Now here's going to be the
Lotus volunteer coordinator Tamara Lowenthal is running the numbers for the assembled members of the festival support committee. Numbers, that is, of committed volunteers.
There's 450 in the database, but I know because of rejections and cancellations, I need another 75. So we're pretty good. I think we're where we should be for 3 weeks before the festival date.
While she's already managed to entice 450 community members to volunteer in some capacity during this year's festival, Tamara is one of only 4 people who actually get paid to run Bloomington's world-renowned music festival. And her position is technically only part-time. It's a ratio that one doesn't often see, even in the scrappy world of nonprofit arts organizations.
I don't know of a model like this.
I don't either. I know the folks at City Folk in Dayton. They have a yearly festival downtown, which is completely free. They have some of the issues that we have, but they have like twice the size or 3 times the size of our staff.
But in Bloomington, every fall, 3.5 staffers and hundreds of volunteers show up to pull off the miracle that is the Lotus Festival. A good percentage of those volunteers are multi-year veterans who put in many hours of work on committees. In addition to the festival support committee, whose meeting I've crashed,
there's a venues committee that's in charge of basically setting up the process.
Terry Watkins is a 9-year Lotus volunteer.
There's a streets committee that's responsible for opening and closing and dealing with all streets. Artist relations, is it? We have a visual arts committee.
Terry's fellow committee member, Jeff McKim, started in the merch tent 10 years ago before moving on to greater responsibilities.
More recently, when I joined the committee, I think, 3-4 years ago, my big responsibility is working on the online database. So I did the web application that people use to apply, and I do a lot of the database management tasks and modify the database each year to accommodate any changes we make in the system. So that's kind of my big thing, and I also work as a house manager in wristband exchange at the festival.
So the web services alone that you provide and the database services you provide are definitely quantifiable. I'm sure that someone out there could go and figure out exactly the dollar amount that you contribute, and it's probably not insubstantial. And so I'm just wondering how on earth an organization like this manages to corral so many people to give really major man hours in terms of labor to it, just free.
Well, I think we all do. I mean, yes.
I don't know the answer to that. I'll tell you what I think.
Okay. Committee member Judy Farnsworth.
When I'm recruiting, I tell people, you know, you get to meet the coolest people.
I wanted to meet people in Bloomington. And that was my first reason for volunteering.
Terry Watkins.
I just didn't know people of my own age. Everybody here I met was in college. I moved to Bloomington in 2000 and walked downtown once, and there was this party going on. And I wanted to be a part of it. And so the next year I went looking for them and started serving as a volunteer. I think I was at Festival Store. And actually, I was standing somewhere at the wrong time, and Malky, the volunteer coordinator at the time, grabbed me and put me in the volunteer headquarters tent and said, I don't have anybody to do this. Greet all the volunteers and make them feel good. And that was my training.
In the years since Terry's impromptu introduction to Lotus volunteering, the training has become more refined.
We have a serious approach to training our volunteers. We want people to show up knowing what they should wear for their shift, what kind of work they'll be doing. We want them to understand they'll get a 15-minute break. We want them to understand how the night or the day will unfold. We want them to be educated about the whole event, to take ownership. So we go to great lengths to do that.
I think we thank our volunteers more. We try to give them as much as we possibly can for the work that they do for us.
One of the much touted ways the organizers thank the volunteers for working a 6 or 7 hour shift is with a one-night festival pass.
You get an immediate reward. You literally get an exchange for a night to see music.
For me, a lot of this started really with the love of the music.
Committee member Mark Hurley.
I was first a festival goer, and I was also a new dad and not particularly flush with cash. So when I found out I could volunteer and get in for free, there was a little mercenary there. I started volunteering for that reason, and then it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I think part of it for some of us is that we want to see this live on, and you know that if it wasn't volunteer-powered, there's no way. The money just isn't going to be there. So being part of keeping this tradition alive for Bloomington, I think, is motivating for me and a lot of other volunteers.
I've been a Lotus volunteer for 10 years.
Lynn Schwartzberg gave her perspective.
I don't recall when I joined a committee, but then I got moved to the festival store, and that is kind of where I live now. So I don't go to the festival at all. I just work it. And you know what? It's all good because this is something our community values incredibly. And without people who are willing to step up for their season, it wouldn't happen. So I figure it's just my turn.
So even though the chance to experience live performances by international musicians isn't a motivator for some longtime volunteers, they all agree that there is something in the spirit of the performers that encourages esprit de corps.
The artists have this generosity of spirit. You know, there's a humanism that's really just evident. They're not up there celebrating themselves. There's a real joy in sharing their tradition, their music, and it really permeates the festival. And I think that sense of we're all a part of a community that is sharing what we have to share, you know, from volunteers who wash the towels or take tickets to the artists on stage, there's a leveling there. There's a community that is formed overnight, lasts for 3 or 4 days, and then goes into hibernation until next year.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
You can see photos of Lotus volunteers in action at our website, wfiu.org/arts.